إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل ولا شبيه له، ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه، من بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين هاديا ومبشرا ونذيرا، فجزاه الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا من أنبيائه. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عباد الله، أوصي نفسي وإياكم بتقوى الله العلي القدير القائل في محكم كتابه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. فالصيام شهر رمضان المبارك إخوة الإيمان عبادة عظيمة، الله تعالى خصها بخصائص لم تكن في غيرها. So dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala made fasting the month of Ramadan special. It has special reward which is not found in other acts of worship. As mentioned in the following hadith, narrated by An-Nasa'i, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ورد في الحديث أنه عليه الصلاة والسلام قال: ما من حسنة عملها ابن آدم إلا كتب له 10 حسنات إلى 700 ضعف، يعني الحسنة التي تفعلها تكتب 10، ثم بعض الناس تضاعف لهم إلى 700 ضعف. ثم قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: قال الله عز وجل: إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. So then the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that whenever a person makes a good deed, one good deed, it will be written for you as 10. And to some it will be multiplied, that one deed that you did, to up to 700 hasanat, good deeds, to whomever Allah wills. Allah multiplies the reward. Except for fasting. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah said, إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ, except for fasting, I reward for it for as much as Allah Ta'ala wills. Allah Ta'ala is saying that He rewards for fasting whatever He wills, as much as He wills. So that means Siyam, the reward of fasting, is multiplied to God knows how much. So it has a special reward. Only Allah knows how much reward, how much thawab a person gets for fasting. So fasting is special, the reward of it is special, and it has tremendous amount of thawab, reward. Then he said about Allah, that Allah said, إِلَّا صِيَامْ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ يَدَعُ شَهْوَتَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي الصِّيَامُ جُنَّةِ للصائم فرحتان، فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه، ولا خلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. هذا حديث الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. So Allah rewards for fasting as much as He wills. So the thawab of fasting is multiplied to Allah knows how much reward. And then he said that because he leaves out his desires and his food for my sake, the slave, avoids eating and his desires for his sake, for the sake of Allah. For that Allah rewards tremendously. And then he said, "As-siyamu junnah," which means fasting is good for you, beneficial for you in many different ways. And he said, this is all the hadith, I'm just going through the hadith, that the fasting person has two joys. Two things make the fasting person joyful or happy. One, happiness is when he breaks his fast. Aren't we all happy when we break our fast after that long day? Yes. And because we did it for the sake of Allah. And then he said the second happiness is when he receives his reward from Allah. So that's the two happiness or the two joys that the slave receives. And then he said the leftovers in the mouth of the fasting person or that smell that comes out from that to Allah is better than the smell of misk, which is the most beautiful fragrance. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that smell that comes out from the fasting person, from the mouth of the fasting person, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is better than misk. So that gives you an idea how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards and honors the one who's fasting. So that's why, brothers, we have to pay attention to how we are fasting, and we have to make sure that we are fasting correctly. A lot of the times you see people, as soon as the clock hits a certain time, he wants to break the fast without even checking. Is the sun up or down? Is it time to break your fast or not? Did you make the intention properly or not? Did you do something that invalidated your fasting or not? And he will spend years just following without acquiring the knowledge about the rules of fasting, and then he will realize after several years he's been doing something wrong. So it's very important, dear brothers, to ensure that we are following the rules of fasting, which I will talk about today if Allah Ta'ala enables me. فصيام رمضان إخوة الإيمان أولا فرض ثابت بالقرآن والسنة والإجماع. فإذا كان ثابت معلوم من الدين بالضرورة يعرفه العالم والجاهل على السواء. من أنكره أيش يكون؟ يكون كافر غير مسلم، لأنه كذب القرآن والسنة والإجماع. إلا إن كان قريب عهد بإسلام، ما سمع برمضان أو ما نشأ بين المسلمين، هذا نعلمه لأنه قريب عهد بإسلام، أسلم من جديد مثلا وما سمع بالإسلام. أما الذي من أفطر في رمضان لغير عذر شرعي، كسلا أفطر في رمضان وهو يعتقد وجوبه، وجوب الصيام، هذا لا يكفر، ولكن يكون عاصيا، وقع بمعصية عليه قضاء هذه الأيام التي أفطر فيها. So the first things is, as you know, fasting is confirmed in the Quran, in the Hadith, and by the Ijma' of the scholars. They all agreed that fasting is an obligation. So no one can come and say, no, you don't have to fast the month. You only have to fast 10 days, for example. Some people, they say that. Some ignorant people who claim to be Muslims. Or to deny it categorically. To do that, to deny it, it would be belying the Quran, the Sunnah, and the Ijma', and that is considered kufr. So whoever denies the obligation of fasting is considered a non-Muslim, and he must correct his belief and take the shahada to go back to al-Islam. Unless that person was a new Muslim, he just a new convert, or never ever heard about Ramadan for some reason, living away from Muslims, then that person we have to teach him. As for the person who does not fast out of laziness, but he knows he must fast, he knows it's an obligation, and does not fast, we say that he is a sinful Muslim, a Muslim who committed a sin. He's not a kafir, he's just a Muslim that committed a major sin. He must repent and make up qada, all the missed days of fasting. Now, who is omitted from not fasting? The one who is not obligated to fast is the one who is not able to fast Islamically. Yani, his body cannot tolerate fasting because of either permanent illness, he has some kind of sickness, that if he fasts, he will get worse and he will harm himself. Harming yourself in Islam is prohibited. Therefore, he would not fast. He will have to do other things. Or the woman who is in her haid, menses, or in her postpartum bleeding. They are not obligated to fast, and they do not fast. However, they have to make up the missed days when they are pure, when they are able. فإذا قلنا يستثنى من وجوب الصيام المريض مرض لا يرجى برؤه أو الكبير الذي لا يطيق الصيام. Also the elder person who is unable to fast, very old, he cannot fast, he is also exempted from fasting. والحائض والنفساء ولكن عليهما القضاء. ويجوز الفطر في رمضان بعذر السفر. Also, the one who is traveling, he is allowed to break his fast. He's entitled for that. He's allowed. If he's traveling, if he's a traveler, he's allowed to break his fast, even if he's going from here to Edmonton in the airplane. That's called traveler. But there are conditions that you have to learn before you follow this mas'ala, or this case. For example, the traveler, in order for him to be considered as a traveler, he must have left the city limits before Fajr is in. Once he left the city limits before the Fajr is in, so he's outside of that city, okay, that is called a musafir. Then, and only in this case, according to Imam al-Shafi'i, he is allowed to break his fast. Even if fasting was not difficult for him, even if it was easy for him to fast, Allah made it permissible for him to break the fasting. But he has to do qada. He has to make up that missed day. Also, as we said, the one who is so sick that if he were to fast, then the fasting will harm them further, then in that case, he will not fast. أما فرائض الصيام إخوتي فهي اثنتان. Very simple. As for the obligations of fasting or the integrals of fasting, they are two. Very simple. One, intention. Very important. Without it, your ibadah will not be accepted if you don't have the valid intention. Two, to abstain, to avoid certain things. To abstain from the invalidators of fasting. الأول الركن الأول النية والثاني الإمساك عن المفطرات. هذه هي أركان الصيام. اثنين. النية والإمساك عن المفطرات. النية محلها القلب. The intention has to is it the place of the intention. It is done in the heart. So you intend by your heart. You don't have to say it by the tongue, but you are allowed to say it by the tongue. It's not haram. But the intention's place is in the heart, and you say it after sunset and before the fajr. That's the time of the intention. Okay? Whenever the first sunset of the first night of Ramadan is in, so let's say tomorrow is the first day of Ramadan, we gotta wait until the sunset, Maghrib, then we make the intention to fast the next day. Or you have time until before Fajr to make that intention. As long as you make the intention within those time limits. After Maghrib and before Fajr is in. So you just intend that you're going to fast the next day. Very simple. You just place in your heart, commemorate in your heart. Remember that tomorrow you intend to fast that day from the month of Ramadan. Now, even if you ate after you made that intention, after sunset, it's okay. That intention takes place. If you ate until Fajr or right before Fajr, that's valid, that's fine. As long as you make the intention in that time. And according to Imam al-Shafi'i, the niyyah has to be prepared every night. And the Shafi'i, al-niyyah, takun, an yanwiya likul yawm. فلا يكفي أن ينوي عن الشهر أول الشهر عن الشهر كله هذا عند الشافعي فلذلك نحن ننوي كما أن الصلاة كل صلاة تنوي لها نية كذلك الصيام كل يوم تنوي له نية تقول نويت أن أصوم يوم غد من شهر رمضان مثلا ويجب الإمساك عن المفطرات، عن الأكل والشرب، وإدخال كل ما له حجم إلى، أو ولو كان ذلك أجزاء صغيرة، حتى لو كان دخان السيجارة أو الأرجيلي، هذا ينفصل منه أشياء، أليس كذلك؟ هذه الأشياء إذا دخلت إلى الجوف أو إلى الرأس تفطر الصائم. So the second integral is to abstain from the invalidators of fasting, and that is to let anything go inside of you from the mouth, for example, to avoid eating or drinking or inserting anything that has a size, anything that that is a body, into the mouth, the nose, or the private parts. They are considered as open inlets as well. So that includes smoking the cigarette, because some particles go inside, are inhaled, and that breaks the fasting as well. And also, when I said the private parts, such as the enema, al-huqna كذلك تفطر, the enema that is induced in the private parts, it invalidates, because that's considered inserting something into your inside, the abdomen, or into the head, inside of the head. That also invalidates the fasting. There are more details we can discuss if anybody needs after the khutbah. But the injection in the arm or in the veins, that is not an open inlet. Therefore, it does not invalidate the fasting. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أَكَلَ أَوْ شَرِبَ نَاسِيًا وَلَوْ كَانَ كَثِيرًا فَهَذَا لا يكون أفسد نهاره لأنه كان ناسياً. As for the one who eats, let's say after Fajr, he got up, he forgot, so he ate or he drank while forgetting that he is fasting. This eating and drinking is considered, it does not invalidate his fasting as per the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, whether he was fasting an obligatory fast or a sunnah fasting. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, من نسي وهو صائم فأكل أو شرب فليتم صومه فإنما أطعمه الله وسقاه. ومن المفطرات أيضا الاستقاء, فمن أخرج القيء بطلب منه بنحو إدخال الإصبع في فمه أفطر, أما من غلبه القيء فخرج بغير طلب منه ولم يبلع منه شيئا فلا يفطر. And the other thing about the other invalidator of fasting is for the person to induce vomit, to purposely, for example, insert a finger into his mouth so he can throw up intentionally. To do that intentionally, it breaks your fasting. To do that unintentionally, you're sitting and you vomited it, you vomited without your control, this does not invalidate your fasting, as long as you do not swallow any of that material, because this stuff, you have to wash it out, you cannot swallow any of it. Also, among the things that break the fasting is if a person became insane, literally became insane, even for a moment, the scholars said that he is considered invalidating his fasting. Or if he fell unconscious the entire day, the entire day of Ramadan, to fall unconscious, it's considered breaking the fast. But if he just fell unconscious for part of the day, for some time, it does not invalidate the fasting. Among the invalidators of fasting also is jima', intercourse. To have sexual intercourse, it breaks the fasting. It's haram to do it in the daytime, and there are consequences for it. So the one who remembered that he is fasting and he's obligated to fast and had intercourse in the daytime, not at night, in the daytime while he is fasting, then he committed a major sin. He is obligated, what to do in that case? He is obligated to remain abstaining from food and drink the rest of the day as if he is fasting. And then he has to make up that day as soon as Ramadan is over. And also he has to give kafara. The one who invalidated his fasting because of intercourse, jima', and we're talking about the actual intercourse here, not just hugged or kissed. No, actual intercourse, it invalidates the fasting if he remembered that he's fasting and did it intentionally. then he has to do kafara after making up that day. And the kafara is to free a Muslim slave. If he was unable, then to fast two consecutive months, lunar months. And if he was unable because of health or the like, then to feed 60 poor Muslims. That's the kafara of each day, invalidated by jima', by intercourse, intentionally, by the one who remembered that he is fasting. So these things, dear brothers, as you can see, are very important for one to know and learn. And last but not least, among the things that invalidate the fasting, and many people are ignorant about, and I hope that, inshallah, you put effort to remind others about, is riddah, kufr. Kufr invalidates your fasting. If a person committed riddah in the day of Ramadan, his fasting is broken. Al-kufr min ma yufsid al-siyam al-riddah, يعني الكفر بعد الإسلام. سواء كان هذا الكفر بالقول كما سبت الله أو بالفعل كالدوس على المصحف والعياذ بالله أو بالاعتقاد كاعتقاد أن الله جسم يشبه المخلوقات فهذا لا صيام له. هذا صار غير مسلم لا تصح. كما أن الصيام لا يصح من كافر. صاحبك قال لك مثلا أريد أن أصوم, لا تقول له تعالى انوي وصوم غدا, تقول له عليك أن تؤمن بوجود الله وبرسول الله وأن تشهد بأنه لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله ثم تصوم وتصلي. وكذلك المرتد لا صيام له, لا يصح الصيام منه. So the riddah, kufr, apostasy invalidates fasting. For the person who was Muslim to say kufr or to do kufr or to believe in something kufr, it invalidates his fasting. And kufr is different types. We talked about it in other sessions. But kufr sayings is like cussing Allah or insulting Allah or the angels or the prophets of Allah or Islam. Kufr doing is like stepping on the Quran wal-iyadu billah while knowing it is the Quran. Or kufr belief, such as believing that Allah is a body sitting on a chair or on the throne. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. By this you had likened Allah to the creations. And that is kufr. It takes the person out of Islam. So what he must do in this case? He must leave the kufr belief and say the shahadatayn to go back to al-Islam. Remain for the rest of the day fasting. And then make up that day after Ramadan is over. The most important thing to remember and to remind others here is that the person whom, whether he's joking or angry, while fasting, said something kufr to insult Allah or the Messenger of Allah or Islam, then you have to tell him to take his shahada. Tell him this is kufr. You not only invalidated your fasting, but you also went out of Islam. You must say the shahadatain to go back to al-Islam. اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعنا على القيام والصيام والعلم والعمل بجاه سيدنا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. هذا أقول قولي وأستغفر الله لي ولكم, فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفروا الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا, من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له, والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى إخوانه النبيين والمرسلين, ورضي الله عن أمهات المؤمنين وآل البيت الطاهرين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الأئمة المهتدين وعن الأولياء والصالحين. أما بعد عباد الله, فإني أوصي نفسي وإياكم بتقوى الله العلي العظيم, واعلموا أن تقوى الله رأسها تعلم علم الدين. I again urge you and myself, dear brothers, to fear Allah. And to fear Allah, one must acquire the knowledge of the religion. So I remind you to attend the sessions of knowledge which will be given in this Musalla, inshallah, throughout the month of Ramadan. To protect yourself, your children, your wife, your friends from the ignorance and from the misguidance, and to ensure that your act of worship and your fasting is valid. So inshallah, we will be having classes throughout the month of Ramadan every day here in this Musalla. Do not miss out on that. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ أَمَرَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ فَقَالَ وَهُوَ أَصْدَقُ الْقَائِلِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا واكفنا ما أهمنا وقنا شر ما نتخوف اللهم ارفع البلاء والمحنة عن المسلمين في كل بلاد المسلمين اللهم ارفع مقتك وغضبك عنا اللهم ارفع مقتك وغضبك عنا اللهم ارفع مقتك وغضبك عنا واغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يثبكم واشكروه يزدكم واستغفروه يغفر لكم واتقوه يجعل لكم من أمركم مخرجا وأقم الصلاة